The background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 495 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM 1150 AM, our theme wrapping up right there. KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 14 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 27 degrees, overcast skies here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in right now. Say good morning to Mr. Wayne Ripke. Good morning, Wayne. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. And Wayne, new to the Chasm airwaves here, can you tell the folks where you live?
I live in Storm Lake, Iowa.
Okay. And born and raised there?
Right.
Good. Very good. So, Wayne, well, are you, first of all, do you have family? Are you married? Anything about the background there?
I'm still single.
Still single. Still looking. Okay. Yeah. Good.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Anyway, never been married.
Okay.
I got two brothers and two sisters and one brother that passed away.
Okay.
Three years ago. So.
Okay. All right. And along the way, you picked up the concertina, huh? How did that all begin?
Well, it happened in New Ulm on Polka Day.
Uh-huh.
I think it was in 61. I ended up coming home with a triple reed Pearl Queen.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea what to do with it, but I brought it home and started, playing on it. And
tinkering, yep.
Looking in the book and finally figured out how to play a tune, I guess.
But uh-huh.
No, I never had any lessons.
You didn't? Okay, so self-taught. Very good. Where did you pick it up? Did you go to Brown's or Christy Hengel, or who did you deal with?
I got it at Brown's.
At Brown's Music Store, yeah, back in the days.
Yeah.
Ah, pretty neat.
That was a long time ago.
You bet. How old were you when you started in?
I was 20 or 21, I'm not sure. Well, I guess I was about 20 because... my birthday's in December, so I'd have been 21 that winter in December.
Oh, okay. And did you take any music in school, band or chorus or anything?
Never.
Never did.
I had no interest in it.
Uh-huh. And so then you had to not only learn how to play the concertina, but you had to learn the beat, how to, read music as well, huh?
Well, I really can't read music, to tell you the truth of the matter. You know, the concertina goes by the numbers
system, yep.
But if I don't have the tune in my head, that I know what it sounds like,
sure.
I still can't play it if I look at the music.
Oh, okay.
That, that's the bad thing.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you what, listening to your CD, you certainly taught yourself well because you play very nicely.
Well, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
So, so you started playing, did you start doing jobs then just solo, or did you meet musicians that you started a band, or how did that all go for you?
Well, I had cousins and an uncle that we got together and played, so that's how it started, with a four-piece band.
Okay, okay.
So.
And how long did it take you to get the band going? I mean, you were probably 20, 21 when you started concertina, so did you have to practice for a couple of years, or did you get right into it?
Well, I think it was about a couple of years. Yeah, it was, I think 63 is when we played our first job, you know, where we got paid for.
Mm-hmm.
At a ballroom, and that was down there at over there east of Pocahontas. Or can't think of the name of it right now.
Uh huh.
Anyway, that's where that was the first job we played.
Okay, and so then you progressed. At the one point, you had how big a band then?
Well, when we ended up, we were running seven pieces.
Seven piece. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a, you know, fairly good band. A couple trumpets and a couple tenors, and
yep.
Bass, drums, concertina.
You bet. Playing all the ballrooms down in your area, or did you travel quite a ways away?
Well, we went a ways out, but, the latter years, nobody wanted to travel anymore.
Sure.
And of course, you know, how the situation is with the ballrooms, or
yeah,
you know, storing hay on them or whatever.
Yeah, not doing dances anymore, and I don't know what really changed. I think the drinking laws probably really hurt the ballrooms. I mean, back in the days, people had weddings, shower dances, and there was always alcohol or drinking prevalent, and of course, yeah, there were some accidents, and the insurances went up, and a lot of the ballrooms just didn't want to assume the liability, so people would have to hire their own bands, and it was kind of a spiral downhill for the ballrooms.
Well, at that time, when I started, that's what was going on here, because Iowa had got that liquor by the drink law.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody went dancing, you know.
Yep, yep.
So then they tried to do, and then, of course, get a band that's just starting, they can hire them pretty cheap, you know.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way it started.
Sure, sure. But, boy, back in the days, and I'm sure you played for some big crowds, too, I mean, it seemed like everybody had a shower dance, a wedding dance, an anniversary dance, and they'd have tickets or whatever, and so you could get in for a quarter or 50 cents with a ticket. It was a really great way of life back then, wasn't it?
Well, it was a lot better than now, I think.
Absolutely. I know growing up, we went to a lot of dances. Folks took us before we could drive, so we'd go along. And, you'd dance with your sisters, or brothers and sisters would dance, and all of a sudden you maybe knew somebody, met some friends or whatever, and you'd dance with them, and it just went on from there. And, I met my wife at a polka dance. That's how we got together back in, 1970, I think it was, is where we met. Granite City Coliseum up here in St. Cloud, Minnesota. So,
really?
Yeah, and then had our shower dance at the Fairgrounds Ballroom in St. Cloud or Sauk Rapids. And then reception at the Waite Park Moose, so wedding reception and a dance there. So, yeah, those were great times. And we used to just love to go out to dances. A lot of good bands came up into the area. We seen Ivan Kale. We seen Elmer Scheid. We seen Whoopi John. So those were all at the local ballrooms here. Who did you like to go out to see? Did you go out to dances too then, Wayne, as you were going out and growing up?
Yeah, you bet. After I got out of high school, I went to a lot of dances.
Okay.
We had, you know, two or three a week that we went to sometimes.
Sure.
But, you know, now you can't find two or three in a year.
Yeah, that's about it. Who were some of the bands that you like to go out and see? Who came into your area?
Well, I was, you know, 6'5 Dutchman and Elmer Scheid, Babe Wagner, and Jolly Lumberjacks, and I don't want to forget anybody.
No.
Harry Koopman,
yep,
and the Jolly Brewers.
Boy, and those were all good bands, really good bands.
Yeah, they were. That's the kind of stuff I like to play, you know, what they played.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, that would be the ones there.
Sure. So, Wayne, when you were playing then, did you have a library written up then so that the players had music to read, or did they all improvise too?
No, it was all written.
It was written.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, the beginning of that library was one that Bill Brown had. They called it the Oompatown Favorites. Or
oh, yes.
Like that.
Yep.
That's the start of it. And then, of course, I added a bunch to it.
Sure.
Know, after a while. Leroy DeWans.
Yep.
Slivers.
Yeah, Slivers.
He wrote a lot of it. And Frank Melmer.
Yep.
Wrote a bunch of it, too, for me.
You bet. Who were some of the musicians that played with you over the years? You care to mention the names?
What's that now?
I say, who were some of the musicians that played with you over the years, and what did they play? Do you care to mention them?
Well, I can, yeah, try to. Well, when we first started, it was my uncle Martin Holgrave.
Uh-huh.
And his two sons, Bob and Norm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah, that was about it, I guess.
And what did they
and
play?
Then later, I've had so many different players, but
yeah,
I just don't.
Well, I know you've had visiting with you on the phone, you've had a couple of musicians work for you that I played with over the years. Myron Muehlbauer, Myron Wolf, Jerry Cale.
Oh, yeah, and Jensen is another
yep.
one.
Okay.
Yeah, that was always fun working with those guys.
Yeah, they right now, if there's a band playing, it seems like those guys are in it. I seen them recently with Chris Kelchin and the Riverbend Dutchmen, and I was just with Jerry Cale this past week. Visited with him, and good musicians. I mean, they really are the cream of the crop these days.
Yeah, that's old time when you have them on there.
Absolutely.
That's old time music. You know, there's no doubt about it.
Yep, yep.
And they, you know, they love to play hula, right? And I like it too, so.
You bet. Did you ever have to fill in with any other bands? I mean, over the years I've had guys say they had a set in. Elmer Scheid was maybe sick or couldn't make a job, so they sat in with the Elmer Scheid band or Six Fat Dutchmen. Did you ever get called?
The only one that ever called me was Fez Ritchie.
Oh, Fez did.
Fez and I were pretty good buddies, and he'd call up and if he was playing down this way, you
mm-hmm.
know, down at Avoca, Iowa, or wherever, and he'd pick me up here in town and take me along. That was a good time.
I believe it. He was a character, huh, Fez?
Yes, he was.
And his songs reflected it. I mean, he did that song, Poor John, and a couple of the other novelty tunes. I don't think anybody could do Tanta Anna like he did. He was just a natural.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he wrote it, so
yep.
he should know how it goes. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, he was a good boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
I miss him.
Wayne, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
Okay.
All righty. So greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Coming up this week, Wednesday, February 14th, it's Valentine's Day. It might just be a chance for you to make a special meal for that special person or persons in your life. Now, if you're thinking a nice steak dinner, well, the St. Joe Meat Market is running a one-day special this week on Wednesday, Valentine's Day only. You can get a package of two frozen 6 to 8 ounce tenderloin fillets, just $14 while supplies last. There's also T-bones, club steaks, rib steaks, sirloin steak, boneless New York strip steaks, ribeyes, and chuck eyes. The standard thickness is an inch these days, but if you want them thicker or thinner, just let us know. Our professional chef, Scott, makes all sorts of tasty entrees for you to prepare and enjoy. Try a rack of his rubbed and smoked pork baby back ribs, maybe his rubbed and smoked country ribs. How about some of his Chicago-style meatballs or cowboy beans? Scott loves to share his knowledge and cooking tips with you, the customers. Also, prepackaged smoked country-style sausage is 50 cents off per package while the supply lasts. The meat cases are loaded with fresh meats and sausages for you to center that special meal around. As always, for more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you, and happy Valentine's Day from the staff at the St. John Meat Market. And Wayne, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up a nice package there for you at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we mailed it out to Priority Mail. You get it in a day or two, and hope that you enjoy it with those around you in good health. How does that sound for you?
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good. You bet. You'll get a chance to try some of Central Minnesota's finest here. So get some bacon and sausage and ham and summer sausage and, Wiener's bologna. So, yeah, still taking nourishment, right?
What's that?
I say you're still taking nourishment, right? You're still eating yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you can put it to good use. Okay.
You bet.
Good deal. Yeah. Well, Wayne, when you pick up the concertina, what's your favorite song? What's the first one that comes out of the concertina if you're going to sit down and play?
Oh, man, I don't know. That varies.
Does it?
It really does. For years, I played the Lakeside Waltz on the band, and, you know, that's probably the first one after I haven't played for a while.
Okay.
You play something that comes easy,
you
get started again.
Yep. Did you have a theme song with the band?
Well, actually, the Lakeside was.
Lakeside was your theme song?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
And then the later years, when we get to the end of the dance, we always played the Wisconsin Dutchman Waltz.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
okay.
That was a nice tune.
All right. And when you were going out playing, what was the name of the band? Were you called the Wayne Ripke Band, or did you have a different name?
That's exactly right.
That was it, huh?
Wayne Ripke Band.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good.
Well, in the first part of the deal, then it was Wayne Ripke's concertina band.
But, oh, okay.
When we added the horns, then I thought that didn't need to stress that so much about the concertina band. You know,
sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows what's right anymore?
You bet. And did you follow the same format that most bands did? Play in sets, 3-4 waltzes, then a set of polkas and schottisches and so on.
Yeah, we always played at least three. Well, then in the last years, then they started complaining about that was too much. They wanted only two.
Oh, okay.
And I really never liked that well. You just barely get started, and then you want to quit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess I can't blame them. They were getting older, too, and didn't want to be out there that long.
Yep. That's been the case. A lot of the seniors dancing these days at a polka dance, you don't get so many of the younger ones coming to the dances anymore. So, Wayne, what do you have for concertinas these days?
I got a couple Hengel.
Do you?
That I got from Jerry Minar.
Okay.
C and a B flat.
Okay. And what color are they?
They're both white.
Both white ones. All right.
Yeah, they just happened to be that way when they
were built.
A couple of them popped up in between time, and I just, bought them.
And they play
really
nice.
I really didn't care what color they were.
Okay.
The one's got blue trim and the other one's got green trim.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And they play nice, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
I just think you can't beat those Hengel concertinas. They are very, very good.
Yeah. Jerry does a good good job.
Yes, he does. You bet. Did you, over the years, did you get to meet all of the good concertina players like Ernie Koopman and Elmer Scheid, Babe, or Donnie Klossner, all of those guys?
Oh, yeah. I met most of them.
Most of them. Okay.
Yeah.
And
you bet.
Have you met Carl Hartwig over the years, too?
Oh, yeah. I ran into him over in Durant, Iowa.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he was 14 years at the time.
Oh, some people call him Crazy Carl.
Yeah, well, kind of fits, I guess.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I've had a lot of guests on the show, and most people all really say that he is the best. I mean, he can, well, I've asked him how many concertinas he's got, and he's always told me he's only got one because he said, I can get in enough trouble with just one. So,
yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. But there are some other good ones out there, too. Have you ever had the chance to see Ray Conkle?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I visited with him over there in Durant, too, and when we played that Polka Fest. They had that big Polka Fest there years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And Dorschner's band, and Ray Conkle played with him.
Okay.
I met him, yeah, you bet.
Well, they have this, what they call the Concertina Bowl in Blaine, Minnesota. That was just a weekend ago, actually 2 weekends ago. It was the last weekend in January. And Ray was the featured concertina player there, 92 years old. And I'll tell you, if I had a guess, I would have said he isn't a day over 62, and he played like a 20-year-old. I mean, he could handle that concertina. Boy, he's a great player.
Yeah, he is. He's
so
he's
smooth.
Right up there with the best.
There's still a lot of good players out there yet. I really enjoy Brian Brigham, Gary Brigham. Those guys are good players.
Oh, yeah.
And
they are.
They're
good friends, too, you know.
You bet. You know them all, yeah. And Kevin Liss played with New Jolly Swiss Boys over there in Wisconsin. Boy, he's a good player, too. I know they're not playing anymore, but you got listen to some of his recordings. He could handle that concertina, too.
Oh, yeah, he is good. I never met him. Never did meet him, but I see him on TV once in a while.
Sure.
Of them polka shows.
Well, Wayne, we're getting to the end of the show here. Usually about this time, I will ask a guest, and I don't remember if I pre-warned you or not, but ask them if they have a special memory that they'd like to share with the listeners. And we've heard a lot of them. Some of them have gotten awards. Some of them gotten stuck in snowstorms. Some of them had tires stolen off the trailer or whatever. What have you got for us today, Wayne? What's a special in your memory?
Gosh, I guess one night when we was coming home from Palena years ago, I hit a black steer on the blacktop. I couldn't see him, you know. And
oh, my.
Rubbed up the side of the car.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, nobody got hurt or anything, but that was the only time I ever had any kind of mishap, a close call.
Yeah. Did you kill the animal, or was it able to get up and walk away?
Well, I don't know. We went to see, and he was gone.
Oh, he took off.
I don't know where he went. Took off. I don't think I killed him. But.
Oh, very good. That was, you hit one of them solid. That could do some major damage.
Oh, man. That could do a lot of damage.
Yep.
He just kind of ran into the side of the car, see.
Okay.
So that was probably good. I didn't hit him with the front end. That was good.
Well, that's a new one for me. I haven't heard that one yet, so.
I didn't know what else to tell you. There's all kinds of little deals, but that would probably be the
That would open your eyes. Yeah, probably 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah, right.
That time of the night, yeah. Well, very good, Wayne. Well, our time has run out, so we're going to save time to play some of the music that I've got from you on your concertina solos. You must have been on the Big Joel show at one time, huh?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, and he recorded and made a CD out of it, so we'll play some of that. But we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I always tell every musician that if the good Lord is willing that you and I are here down the road again sometime, we'll do it again. How's that sound for you?
Well, that sounds great.
Well, great. Well, you have a great afternoon, Wayne. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, but thank you very much.
Okay.
There he goes, Mr. Wayne Ripke, our 495th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 11 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 28 degrees. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Wayne Ripke in just a moment. Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 495th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 28 degrees here in central Minnesota, and Wayne Ripke, our guest here on the Musicians Come and Play program, wonderful guest from Storm Lake, Iowa, and we're going to feature music by Wayne right now. He's got a CD out of concertina solos, starting out with one called the Black John Polka. Thank you. And that was the Black John Polka with Wayne Ripke, Wayne's concertina band. And right now it's waltz time with Wayne Ripke, and it's one called Wayne's Waltz. Wayne's Waltz with Wayne Ripke there on the concertina. Good stuff for you. 18 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 28 degrees here in central Minnesota. Old time polka time with Wayne Ripke, one called the Don't Cry Anna Polka. Thank you. Wayne Ripke there. Wayne Ripke with Don't Cry Anna Polka. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 29 degrees here in central Minnesota in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie B texting me information for the radio ad today. And she starts out, it's that time again. Jeannie B's Tours wants to thank all of the listeners that attended the tour, more than 24 meet and greets this past week. The guests enjoyed detailed tour itinerary information, treats and prizes, and were able to reserve seats for their choice of adventures for spring, summer, and fall with Jeannie B's Tours. This week, you will find Jeannie and her staff at the River Inn Restaurant in Cold Spring, Minnesota, on Tuesday from 9 until 10:30, and then at Jupiter Moon Ice Cream in St. Joe from 1 until 2. Celebrate Valentine's Day at Charlie's Cafe in Freeport on Wednesday the 14th. There will be a morning presentation from 9 until 11 and an afternoon from 1 until 3. At this meet and greet, you will see a slide presentation for tours that include Alaska, Canadian Rockies, the colors of New England rails and trails, and the Rhine River Cruise. Jeannie B's Tours will share details for daycations, minications, and all the extended tours being offered in 2024. Come and enjoy a complimentary beverage and treat. Register for prizes. See what outing might be of interest to you. Invite your friends to join you. On Thursday, February 15th, meet and greets will be in Little Falls at Perkins from 9:30 until 10:30, and Baxter at the Culver's from 1 until 2 p.m. Tours are filling fast this spring for the entire season, so be sure and call Jeannie B's Tours soon. The phone number, 320-345-1581. Call as soon as possible to register or ask questions about this week's meet and greet locations and times. And as Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. Again, that's Jeannie B's Tours from Freeport, Minnesota, and just a great traveling organization. And you're sure to have a great time when you travel with Jeannie B's Tours. And yeah, make that call. You can call today. She answers her phone 24/7. I've seen her. She does it. So there you go. Jeannie B's Tours bringing us the first portion, the entire show today, of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the great old-time music of Wayne Ripke and his a recording of concertina solos. Here's a nice tune, one called Echoes in the Hills Waltz. Thank you. Wayne Ripke and his concertina solos, one called Echoes in the Hills Waltz. And boy, smooth player, really nice sounding concertina work there. Right now it's old time polka time, an Elmer Scheid number, one called My Wife, She is Happy Polka. Wayne Ripke, one called My Wife, She is Happy Polka. Yes, an old Elmer Scheid recording of that one. Right now, a couple of Wagner tunes coming up your way. This one is one called The Westphalia Waltz. Thank you. Wayne Ripke with the Westphalia Waltz. Here's another Babe Wagner recorded tune, one called the Flutophone Polka. Wayne Ripke on the concertina. Wayne Ripke on the concertina, one called the Flutophone Polka. Old time waltz time coming up with Wayne Ripke. It's the Little Fisherman's Waltz. Wayne Ripke and the Little Fisherman's Waltz. 24 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 30 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. Time for just a couple more selections with Wayne Ripke. Here's Andy's Polka. ¶¶ Andy's Polka, Wayne Ripke on the concertina there, concertina solo. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and we're going to do that with one that Wayne said he used for a theme song for a number of years. It's called the Lakeside Waltz. Music for you by Wayne Ripke, the concertina solo there, the Lakeside Waltz. And that wraps up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM, coming up on 19 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock.